Time for a healthy minute on the KFOR Afternoon Show. Amber Pankinen is joining us, registered dietitian here in the capital city, author of the blog and the recipe machine, stirlist.com. We just came up with that, by the way. And she's also a professor at the University of Nebraska here in Lincoln. Talking about March being a very, very special month, it is National Nutrition Month.
Happy National Nutrition Month to you, Chris.
A happy National Nutrition Month to you as well. What does that mean?
Well, National Nutrition Month is a campaign that was started years ago by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics to promote healthy eating, not only during the month of March, but throughout the entire year. But as dietitians, we take this month to really focus on our messaging to the public and really encourage everybody to eat right.
Well, and every year, it seems like there's a different, not necessarily slogan, but message to get out. And this year, it's enjoy the taste of eating right.
Yes.
And I know that might sound corny to some people, but the more we were talking about it, the more I'm thinking about it, a lot of people have this misconception that eating healthy tastes dull.
Right.
It's boring. It's cardboard. It's not fun. And that's why they go to some of these meals that are unhealthy, because you get all these flavors and it's so good. But you can eat right and enjoy flavor.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, this seems a little cheesy at first, but when you think about it, it makes sense because taste drives our eating choices,
right? Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, we eat the things that we like because they taste good.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there's some things you can do, obviously, with your foods to help them to taste better. Number one is selecting really those foods and making sure that you're selecting them, you know, when they are in season, when they're at their peak quality. Because if you get ingredients that, you know, are not fresh or are not tasting well, mm-hmm. right, you're not going to enjoy that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, finding those foods that are actually in season, they're at the right quality. And then, of course, how you handle your food, right? How you bring it home, how you store it. You know, so many people make a huge mistake in maybe not, you know, storing some of their fruits and vegetables quite right. I always tell people, look at how the grocery store, you know, stores their fruits and vegetables. You know, if they're leaving their tomatoes out, you can leave your tomatoes out. Don't put them in the fridge. You know, mm-hmm. different things like that.
Well, they're all about maximizing the life of their product.
Right. And they want it to taste good too, so that you enjoy and you come back and keep shopping. And so, you know, take a cue for that, you know, just to look and see how they're storing it at the grocery store. And then finally, how are you preparing those foods? Because sometimes we make so many silly mistakes in the kitchen, you know, that really impact the taste of our food, like overcooking your food mm-hmm. or undercooking your food. So I have a few tips, especially when you're in the kitchen, you know, things you can do to add flavor to your food. You know, one of those things that I love to do is caramelized onions because it adds a little bit of sweetness to your food. Like if you're making a steak or, you know, maybe grilled chicken, mm-hmm. A few caramelized onions on the top add a ton of flavor without a ton of calories.
And it's easy to do.
It's super easy. You know, add just a little bit of oil to a frying pan, put those onions in, and, you know,
Let it cook. And just let it cook.
It's super easy. You know, and the other thing is, too, experimenting with really bold flavors like peppers, pomegranate seeds, or cilantro. You know, some of those really pungent herbs can add a ton of flavor to your dishes. And I think that's another thing, is being willing to experiment with new flavors and try new things.
I think that's something that I always talk about, too, is sometimes, and we may have even talked about this in the past, where big networks like Food Network and all these different places where there's recipes, you find the recipe and you feel like you're stuck to just to follow the recipe, which is good. I always say follow
sure.
the recipe the first time and then go, okay, what would I have done differently?
But exactly.
Like, don't be afraid to change the protein. Like, instead of chicken, maybe the ingredients go well with fish.
Right.
Go with some salmon.
Absolutely. And, you know, because I was raised not with recipes.
Yeah.
You know, my mom.
A lot of people were.
Yeah. My mom just, you know, taught me how to cook, you know, kind of everything, but not really to follow a recipe, which is good and bad, I think, too. You know, and now when I'm following recipes, I'm realizing that people need that guidance. And so, you know, it's really been fun for me to write recipes, especially the last few years, and to really incorporate a lot of these tips, too. You know, I love making salads or even baked goods with using citrus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can grate the citrus, and it's so good. You know, lemon juice, orange juice.
Well, people forget, too, that the zest the outside of citrus, like lemons and oranges and limes. That's where a lot of that where you get a lot of that flavor, because that's where those oils are. So don't just juice it, but get a zester, get like a really small shredder, and just go across that fruit and take off that zest, that colorful part of the outside of the fruit,
right?
And then juice it.
It's
You'll get so much more flavor.
So good. You know, and I even make turkey burgers with lime zest.
Ooh, you
know,
there you go.
You don't have to stick to just salads or baked goods, but, you know, even some of those proteins, you can add some of that zest in. And then finally, I know this is something you and I were talking about, balsamic vinegars.
Oh, yes.
I adore balsamic vinegar because it's one of the easiest ways to get flavor in your dishes without adding calories and sodium. So a huge fan of balsamics. Experiment with those. You know, they now come in different flavors. I love the coconut balsamic. I have a recipe on the blog using that. There's also different ones you can get, like lemongrass and things like that, too.
A lot of great opportunities to try different things. And it's all about, especially this month, eating right, but also enjoy the taste of healthy food. And it's very, very easy to do. And if you would like to learn more, if you'd like to contact Amber or maybe even find a few recipes where you can find more about eating right and enjoying the flavor, you can go to Amber's website and email her.
Sure. Amber@stirless.com. And the website now is stirless.com.
So check that out. And we'll be talking about it's National Nutrition Month all month long here on the Healthy Minute. So enjoy the flavors that come with healthy eating. And we'll tell you how you can do it all through the month of March. Amber, always a pleasure.
Thank you.